This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on accessing mental health services. The participants are Dr. Naveen Kumar C., Professor of Psychiatry and Principal Investigator Telemanus, Nimhans, and Vaibhav Shivastava, Anchor.
Changing times have changed the kind of problems we face. Mental health issues have been on the rise, but we have continuously tried to address and resolve them as well. One of the most vital institutions working in this area is Nimhans, especially with a strong tool to make mental health services accessible to the people throughout the country, Telemanus. In today's interview, we've got Dr. Naveen C. Kumar, Professor of Psychiatry and Principal Investigator, Telemanus, Nimhans. Welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you, sir, for having me on your show.
So what is the mandate of Telemanus and how are its goals integrated into the larger vision of Nimhans?
Telemanus is also the National Telemental Health Program of India. It is also called as a digital arm of the National Mental Health Program or the District Mental Health Program. So with this digital component, the larger vision is to integrate and make mental health services more comprehensive, you know, for a particular person who is in need. So what happens in Telemanus is, as of now, it is an IVRS-based audio call system wherein the Telemanus counselor handles the calls that come across the country. There are actually 51 Telemanus cells that are functioning across the country, which are present in all the states as well as union territories. Based on the population, there are one or more Telemanus cells located across the country. So if the Telemanus counselors are not able to sort out the problem, then the calls get escalated to the mental health specialists which are there present in the cell itself. The specialists are psychiatrists, psychiatric social workers, and clinical psychologists. If the issue doesn't get sorted out there, there is also provision to network these people who are in need to the nearest in-person facility. So in this fashion, Telemanus works as a part of a comprehensive mental health service network, and recently we have crossed 1 million mark. And also the Telemanus is actually the program. It's a centrally sponsored scheme from the Health and Family Welfare Ministry, Government of India. Nimhans is assisting the ministry and all the states and UTs as the Apex Coordinating Center for Telemanus.
So you've just told us that there have been 1 million plus calls which have been received by Telemanus. What has been the response so far and what are the usual complaints with which these calls are received?
Actually started functioning from 10th October 2022. It was launched on the World Mental Health Day. So we are happy that within 2 years, we are able to cross 10 lakh calls. The common complaints that we get are sadness of mood, the sleeplessness. That is one of the very important problem that we face. Feelings of stressors, interpersonal issues between people, be that spouses or the siblings, other relatives, friends, and anxiety symptoms, sometimes calls related to suicidal thoughts. These are some of the common complaints that we have.
So what are the steps taken at the ministerial and the departmental level to tackle mental health problems in the country and give a holistic solution to the problem for all the people, irrespective of their wealth and social standing?
Yes. First, there are actually, let me talk about the burden of the problem. In India, as per the National Mental Health Survey that came out in 2016, it was found that about 10% of the country's population have one or the other kind of mental health problems. So you can imagine the number of people, if we say 10%, where the population is more than 140 crores. So that is the need that we have. And to tackle this burgeoning figure, what India has, there are 47 mental health institutes or the psychiatric hospital. These are government-run hospitals spread across the length and breadth of the country. All new AIIMS, they have the departments of psychiatry. There are hundreds of medical colleges which has the departments of psychiatry. There are about many thousands. In fact, the recent figure states that India has about 10,000 psychiatrists functioning in the country. Most of them work in the private sector. So that is one huge resource that is available for patients. Apart from all this, there is what is known as the National Mental Health Program, which is funded by the National Health Mission of the country, along with the collaboration of the health missions of the individual states and UTs. So as under the National Mental Health Program, the operational arm of the NMHP or the National Mental Health Program is a district mental health program. District mental health program is operational in more than 700 districts as on today, wherein group of specialists are available at the district level for catering to the need of the persons with mental health problems. And of course, Telemanas is the new entry, is a new kid on the block, which we are trying to integrate with the existing NMHP, DMHP. In fact, that is why I said Telemanas is the digital arm of the National Mental Health Program.
How do you train the hospital staffs and what is the mandate given to various hospitals and other mental health institutions and departments who are also working to solve the issues of mental health?
The mental health institutes, their primary aim is to cater to the people with mental health problems within the vicinity. Like, for example, if you take Gwalior Mansik Arogya Shala, predominantly Gwalior Mansik Arogya Shala caters to people in and around Gwalior. So likewise, the mental health institutes are spread across the length and breadth of the country. They are responsible for providing services to the catchment area is what I should say. So as part of the Telemanas network, the broader idea is to map these resources, which we call as a resource mapping, and have it readily available with the Telemanas counselor so that the person can be referred to the nearest available in-person services, which is why it is important and imperative for us to have these resources with us all the time. And of course, the mandate is to provide clinical services. In addition to the clinical services, the other mandate is to train mental health professionals, including psychiatrists, clinical psychologists, and psychiatric nurses. The other mandate of these mental health institutes is to conduct research and constantly help assist the governments to come up with more and more policy feeds so as to continuously improve the mental health scenario of the country.
So you've time and again said that the Telemanas is the digital arm of the mental health services that are being provided by the department and especially under the guidance from the ministry, which shows a great benefit of digitization, which has been a drive in the whole of the nation in the recent years. What do you think happens after the help is given on telephone? What facilities are available for patients of mental health issues once the consultation happens over the telephone? What are the physical infrastructure facilities available for the patients, whoever is listening to us right now?
So, as I previously said, there are various facilities. I actually listed out what all facilities are there. But as regards Telemanas, one of the things that is being actively considered is linking of this Telemanas with the eSanjeevani. eSanjeevani system is already a very successful system that is present, which is a video consultation platform that's available, that's made available from the Government of India, Health Ministry. So what we're trying to do is to link up this Telemanas with eSanjeevani so that any person whose problems or whose issues are not solved through the audio calls, there has to be a seamless facility to switch these audio calls to video calls. So that is a work in progress that the government is working on, and that will come to fruition in some weeks or months. After that, if the issue is not solved even with the video consultation, then there is provision of referring and networking with the available in-person services, which is why I always keep saying Telemanas is a part of a bigger mental health service network.
So accessing mental health services is still considered a social stigma in many parts of the nation as well as the globe. How can we destigmatize this issue and this situation?
One easy thing to destigmatize is to call 14416 straight away, because strict confidentiality is ensured. The easy thing could be for anybody with any mental health issue to call 14416. And of course, there are multiple initiatives, the IEC campaigns as part of the National Mental Health Program. The IEC campaigns meaning the information, education, and communication activities that the governments are undertaking, they also help in reducing the stigma. The most important part is if the person gets treated, the stigma comes down because of the improvement in our function. So I would again repeat, to avoid stigma, I think one can easily rely upon Telemanas.
In your experience, what are the communication barriers which come into play while accessing mental health services, and what are the steps taken through Telemanas and the broader network that you have been talking about to resolve these issues and to reach the demography of the country, irrespective of their age and other factors?
One of the barriers is the stigma that you have already mentioned. So many other barriers, some of them could be the financial difficulties, some of the barriers could be the distance that one person has to travel. The other barrier is the lack of awareness that the symptoms would be present in a particular person, but because of the lack of awareness and ignorance, people will not be understanding that there are mental health issues there. So that is one thing. So many complex interpersonal issues that play that are seen inside a family, those can be barriers, but these are some of the barriers that are present in the community for those with mental illnesses.
So how important is it to make the mental health systems and institutions of the country strong and especially innovative with the changing times, and how will they have a positive effect on our population?
There is no health without mental health. Definition of health as given by the WHO indispensably includes mental health component also, in addition to physical as well as social well-being. And when we talk about mental health, it is present in mental health issues are present in those with physical disorders also. Take for example COVID. COVID is a cause of physical illness, but we all know what mental health consequences it had. Likewise, other communicable diseases like tuberculosis, leprosy, HIV, they are all associated with one or the other kinds of mental health issues. Not only that, non-communicable diseases such as hypertension and diabetes, many of those patients, they have mental health problems. Vice versa, those with psychiatric disorders, they stand a higher chance of developing these metabolic problems. So what I said was, there's no health without mental health, and we all have to do as much as possible looking at its importance.
So how important has been the National Mental Health Policy, and how has it helped the patients suffering from mental health issues?
Yes, it is one of the crucial steps that the Government of India took when it came up with the National Mental Health Policy, which talks about comprehensive coverage of the mental health services, including the promotion of mental health, preventing mental diseases, treatment of mental disorders, rehabilitation of those with mental disorders. It talks about mental health being a cross-cutting issue. It talks about the importance of reducing the stigma, and it also talks about the roles and responsibilities of each and every state. In addition to that, National Mental Health Policy, there is also this Mental Health Care Act, which was implemented in 2017, which is a rights-based act, which clearly states that having decent mental health care is a right of every individual of the country. So these two pieces of policies and legislations have gone a long way to make the mental health services accessible to each and every person in the country.
Sir, to the people who have been tackling with mental health issues, or who are caretakers of people who are handling or dealing with such issues of stress, overthinking, anxiety, depression, isolation, anger problems, household worries, insomnia and other mental health issues, what would be your suggestion to them?
One straightforward suggestion is they should not hesitate to call 14416, which is a telemanas number. Most of these issues, there are counselors trained to possibly help them out with these problems. The other thing is that there are so many promotional strategies, there's so many preventive strategies. People should get access to them. Now, authentic sources are there to get hold of these resources, and they should practice. And of course, they should consult a professional if these self-help strategies don't work.
Dr. Naveen, thank you so much for your invaluable insights and information, and for making this discussion a high-value discussion. Thank you so much, Dr. Naveen.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on accessing mental health services. The participants were Dr. Naveen Kumar C., Professor of Psychiatry and Principal Investigator, Telivanas Nimhans, and Vaibhav Srivastava, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 92890940. 4